70 miles away, Rainey tore up Route 101 with her lights flashing. Quincy gripped the dash but didn't say a word. Sometimes he would stare at her. She always looked away. Sanders and Luke were in a car behind them, Luke at the wheel and having no trouble matching Rainey's pace. Sometimes, they used to make this run up the winding coastal route just for the hell of it. To keep sharp, they told Shep. Practice their skills. Now those days seemed so far away. The radio crackled. Suspect was on the move, dispatch relayed. Please advise. Rainey had to think about it a minute. A crowded bar, a suspect they knew nothing about. Don't make contact. Just follow him, she said shortly, then annoyed herself by looking at Quincy for confirmation. The FBI agent nodded. She scowled, replaced the receiver, and drove faster. An hour later, they were in town. Dispatch guided them to a small hotel, and just around the corner, tucked behind a grove of trees, they encountered a ring of police cruisers. Looks like we found the party, she muttered. Quincy nodded. His face appeared calm, but he still had that light in his eyes. He unfurled from her police cruiser like a boxer about to step into the ring, up on his toes and light on his feet. Rainey watched him a moment too long. The lean line of his body, his graceful, self-assured ease. She felt a sense of doom she couldn't shake. The night was closing in on her while the others geared up for the chase. Let's get the stranger. Let's get the evil man in black. He's talking all about you. Personally knows you shot your mother 14 years ago. Stranger? She didn't know anymore. She had bad thoughts about bad things that had happened way too long ago. Quincy was looking back at her curiously. She forced her attention to unfastening her seatbelt. Sanders had already located the officer in charge. She and Quincy walked up in time to hear, "Suspect appears to be approximately 40 years old, graying brown hair, 5'10", 5'11", approximately 180 pounds. He's wearing a long trench coat, so he could be carrying weapons. The motel owner gives his name as Dave Duncan, supposedly some kind of traveling salesman. Said the man's quiet and a non-smoker, if that's any help." The officer rolled his eyes. "Time he returned to his room?" Sanders asked. 45 minutes ago.